I'm Doria Fleischer, Community Engagement Coordinator for Charles County Government. Each year, September 15th to October 15th is designated as National Hispanic Heritage Month in the United States. We wanted to take some time during this month to recognize some resources that are available to our Hispanic community members here in Charles County through our partner agency, the Charles County Sheriff's Office. I'm really happy to be joined today by Sergeant Juan Morales of the Charles County Sheriff's Office. I had the pleasure of meeting Sergeant Morales earlier this year at National Night Out in August, and we were discussing ways that the Sheriff's Office works to engage with and be accessible to Hispanic residents. I was really excited that Sergeant Morales was willing to be part of this to share more about this topic. Sergeant Morales, welcome to the podcast, and thank you for joining us today.
Thank you.
Let's get started by talking about you. Can you tell us your story? How long have you been with CCSO? What's your role, and why is the topic of engaging Hispanic citizens important to you?
Well, Doria, I've been with the Charles County Sheriff's Office for 13 years now. I was recently made the Traffic Operations Supervisor, responsible for all the major traffic matters in Charles County, anything ranging from traffic enforcement to traffic operations during major events, including 4th of July, the county fair, and so on. My big focus and the importance of Hispanic engagement here in the county is the Hispanic population is one of the fastest growing minorities in the country right now. And in Charles County, it is experiencing exponential growth. And a lot of our community residents are part of that population. And as with any minority group, recognizing and understanding important issues is really the key to fostering those better relationships. And that's why I think that's so important that the Sheriff's Office has to continually be engaged with our Hispanic population.
Thank you. And when you and I were chatting earlier this year, we talked about CCSO's relationship with the Hispanic community. Can you talk to us about that relationship and what are some of the challenges and strengths of that relationship?
Well, there's two major challenges we face with the Hispanic population. One is a cultural one. A lot of countries, the police are almost feared, definitely to an extreme where they cannot be trusted. And they want as minimal interaction as possible because of the corruption in some of those countries. And the second challenge we face is just the standard communication. Being able to speak Spanish and being able to effectively communicate. And that really impacts our calls for service. When we respond to somebody that their first language is Spanish, getting the important details of finding out what happened and where we can send our resources to solve the crime, or, so to speak, catch the bad guy, if we can't get that in a quick and timely manner, it really cuts down on the effectiveness of preventing that crime in the future. So with the Sheriff's Office, some of our strengths are we really try to utilize every resource we can and bolster the resources we already have. We do have several interpreters that are officers here at the Sheriff's Office, and recently we doubled their pay incentives. So if we hire a new officer and they are a fluent Spanish speaker and pass our proficiency exam, they're going to make an extra $2,000 a year just for that, because that is one of those resources we need to have out there on the streets every day. Our other strength is we really have resourceful officers. We have officers that are going out there every day in our community that want to make that good impact. They want to be able to be effective and provide that superior quality police service to our community. And they will do whatever they can to try and get that effective communication, whether that's downloading Google Translate just to get those basic facts of a scene, or trying to work with a neighbor or another community member to bridge that communication gap. And also, we are actively trying to hire Spanish-speaking people for officers and other support roles in the Sheriff's Office.
Sounds like you're doing some really good proactive work, and I love that we're getting more officers who are fluent in Spanish. That's wonderful. What practices and supports does CCSO have in place to be accessible to residents in Charles County who speak Spanish as their first language?
So currently we use several different resources. We use what's called Language Line, which is a phone application where people can communicate, and we have a full-time translator available. Also, as I mentioned, we have our interpreters. We have both civilian interpreters and police officers that are interpreters. In addition, a lot of our literature we pass out to victims of crime is also provided in Spanish as well, because some of that, those details are very dialect specific and not always the easiest to convey. So having some type of hard literature is actually really helpful in getting our message across. And also, even our recruiting material now is in Spanish.
As both a representative CCSO and a member of the Hispanic community, Sergeant Morales, what information would you want residents to know about utilizing CCSO and its services?
I think the big thing that we have to really convey is, as law enforcement here in the county, we're here to help. That's our primary mission. We're here to help its citizens. And furthermore, we can't solve crime we don't know about. So it is incredibly important that those members, especially of the Hispanic community, if they encounter some type of criminal activity where they've been a victim or their friend is a victim here in the county, we need to be contacted. We can't help solve those community problems if we don't know about them. So that communication is very important for us in helping to keep our county great. We're also here for advice. We love our community. I couldn't tell you the number of times in the last 13 years people come to the police station for advice, whether it's a domestic dispute, whether it is a theft, whether it is credit card fraud, identity theft, any number of things, we're here to help. And that really needs to be our underlying message out here, is we're available. And finally, our sheriff is very committed to continue to hire a diverse base of officers representative of our community. And he has continued to work tirelessly in pushing that.
Wonderful. Thank you. That is our podcast for today. I want to thank Sergeant Juan Morales from the Charles County Sheriff's Office so very much for being willing to speak with us today.
Thank you for having me today, Doria.
While this information is great to share always, we recognize the relevance of this conversation during Hispanic Heritage Month. Visit our website, www.charlescountymd.gov. Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube. Subscribe to the county's e-news. Sign up for our alerts through the Citizen Notification System, and watch CCG TV on Comcast Channel 95 or Verizon Channel 10. Subscribe to our podcast. Search Charles County Government wherever you get your podcasts. Thanks for listening.